You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
What's up and welcome everyone to Faces and Feels. I'm your host, Rafe Houston, and today I'm joined by a very special guest. I haven't spoken to this man in years, and so much has happened since we last chat. I think when we last spoke, he actually said, you know what, I'd like to do some death matches one day. And now he'd be doing that shit all around the world. So give it up for the process. One half of the pillars is Malcolm Munro III. How are you, my man?
I'm doing good, Rafe. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing it so good, man. I can't believe, like, I'm going to see you in my country in, like, a couple of weeks. It seems wild.
Yeah.
When the offer came through to go to Australia, what were you thinking? This just seems like another world at this stage.
So this is actually technically the second Australia offer.
Really?
It's just the first one. The dates couldn't line up.
Yeah, sure.
So I got the offer to go out to Australia the first time. And unfortunately, I had some other previous obligations that ended up turning into the date change for the ICW UK shows.
Yes, sure.
Mm-hmm. I did those instead. And then I was going to try to make my way down under.
Yeah.
Eventually, that was the plan. And then I got the call for Dream, the call for ICW Down Under.
It's hot.
There we are.
It's so good. Well, yeah, let's rewind a little bit and then we'll jump into it a bit. Because, yeah, when we last spoke, I remember you saying to me, you were like, I'd love to do death matches. I'd love to get in the pit. You know, at the time, ICW were rocking Pit Fighter X pretty hard and stuff like that. That then led to Chris Kohlenberg from Ruthless kind of going, hey, we can do death matches and things like that. And then you started cooking. So how's it actually been since you've been doing it? You know what I mean? It was a goal of yours and then you were straight in there and like living it.
It's like I don't half-ass anything, man. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So when we had that conversation all mm-hmm. those years ago, mm-hmm. it was just like kind of manifesting it and speaking into it in existence. Like I've told everybody for years, I'm the most versatile and hybrid fighter on the planet. There's not a wrestler in the world that can do every style of wrestling proficiently unless his name is MM3.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, I had to prove myself in the deathmatch world.
Facts.
And apparently they like how I prove it, so we're keeping it rolling.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I've just loved watching you like expand and move through all these different genres, and then just also become like a huge star in deathmatch. I just think it's really cool to just see you manifest it, and it's been a while since we've had a chance to chat, but I've been watching and it's just been thoroughly enjoyable to watch you kill it, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's I put a lot of hard work, time and effort into it, man. Like speaking is only half the battle.
Yeah, sure.
Once we spoke it, then we had to do it. and then once we did it, we had to keep doing it. So.
And it also, once you've done it, you've got to deal with the consequences of doing it. That, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. You know what I mean? The healing and all that kind of stuff. That's a real thing to live through, you know?
And it's rough, like, especially like when you kind of are on what struggles like to call being rocket strapped, where it's just straight up, brother.
Yeah.
So there's no time to heal in between. Like I'm doing 3, 4, 5 death matches in a weekend.
It's wild.
And like my body's like, oh, what's that? More cuts? Can we heal from the ones from this afternoon, please? No. All gas, no brakes, dude.
Bro, I got to ask you as well, because you're a dreadlocked man, and there was 10 years of my life that I was too, like as long as yours, down, you know, my back to my waist. They're not an easy thing to keep clean and to deal with. I can't imagine picking glass and blood out of them is a great time either, to be honest.
Listen, I have like a really cool oil routine that cleanses the blood out. The glass kind of just falls out as it may. I got no hand in that race, but the blood, I can at least keep it out, keep it nice and smelling good and looking good.
I knew you'd have something. I knew, had I been speaking to you 10 years ago when I had it, I knew you would have had a better setup than what I was fucking rocking. I tell you what. Oh, that's awesome, dude. Well, as we said, you're coming here for Australia. And then we've got Japan. So we'll touch on the Australian stuff too, because you've got some great matches lined up, and especially the Dream Tag Team Tournament. How exciting was it for you to be a part of not only a deathmatch tag team tournament, but the first in like Australian history, I'm pretty sure?
It's crazy. Like to just think that I said years ago that I was going to like do these death matches, and like now I'm literally being a part of like very first and other parts of the world. Yeah. And like these people already know MM3. They're excited for my arrival. Like that's insane. Like it's a dream that I'm living.
Yeah, sure.
I see what I did there.
Yeah, I see what you did.
but to be a part of the first, and then to have like my fucking boss and the person who's like literally taking me around the world already be my tag partner. It's really cool.
Yeah. Absolutely. I actually spoke with Danny yesterday, and he was telling me how excited he was for it. And I think you guys are going to be a great team. And we were running through all the different teams on the thing. And I don't know what even the first brackets and stuff are, but there's some chance for some amazing lineups in there.
Yeah, I seen a bunch of the guys that were on the list and a bunch of the teams. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of like high caliber, like just crazy talent, and the matchups are going to be ridiculous. No matter what the brackets that DMDU come out with, like it's going to be like a killer event.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll give you one insider scoop right now. There's a team in the tournament called The Pulse. They're from my hometown of Perth and from my home promotion, Dude Where's My Ring. Those guys don't fuck around, so just keep your head on a swivel, because they do tag team death matches like on the reg.
Hell yeah!
So yeah, keep an eye out for them, everybody, because they haven't really been on that like larger platform. Both guys were individually in a previous Dream tournament as singles competitors, but not as the unit that they actually normally traverse as. So it'll be interesting. I'd love to see you guys opposite The Pulse. I think that would just be absolutely awesome.
I was actually like really surprised that it ended up being me and Tommy in the Dream Tournament.
Yes, yeah.
Because that would have been, I'm going to say like everybody else in the tournament is actually lucky that Danny's my partner and not Tommy. Because if it was Tommy, it'd be a clean fucking sweep. There's nobody touching the pillars in tag team deathmatch right now. Well, I mean,
yeah, you guys been doing that. Like,
yeah, even the best deathmatch tag team, the Rejects, like, gave us the nod, like we're it.
Yeah.
And the pillars are operating on the highest of calibers, as well oiled as an oiled machine could get. Yeah,
absolutely. I think they've got lucky, but hey, you never know. They might run another, depending how this one goes, they might run another tag tournament in the future, and then we'll see what happens. See if Tommy's available.
Or they could run a trios one, because me, Tommy, and Danny, we've done some trios action.
Really? Okay, then. Well, yeah. That would also be hot. You listen to this, Joel Bateman, he'd be booking a trios. So
yeah, Bateman, get that trio shit popping.
Absolutely. And then we've also got we've also got the ICW show the next day, which is so ICW No Holds Barred 76. And you're going to be wrestling Vic Craig from New Zealand. Have you locked up with Vic before?
I have not locked up with Vic Craig. Vic is like one of those guys that I met and we instantly became friends.
Yeah, sure. So, like, he's very likable.
He's very likable, but he's fucking insane. And that's what I really like about him. And the fact that he's who I got in the chains, I get to... I get to mix it up with him in a place that is more familiar with him than I.
Yeah.
It's going to be a treat. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And then from there, have you ever been to Japan before, or will this also be your first trip there?
have been there, but not for deathmatch.
Yeah, sure.
So this is my first time heading there to literally show everybody what I've been showing the world all this time, but just in a different place, man. Like,
absolutely.
Wrestling some of the best deathmatch wrestlers that the world has to offer, not just the US, not just Australia. Like, in order to prove that I'm the best at what I do, man, I gotta go fight the best of every region.
Well, yeah. I mean, Japan has that rep for a reason, right? It's a holy grail for like a lot of wrestlers of any style, but especially in deathmatch. And they've literally dialed up a who's who of Japanese deathmatch wrestling, you know.
Did you see the first match announced?
For you? Yeah, absolutely. So it's you versus Sakuta, right?
Yep, me versus Sakuta on day two.
That's so sick. You must be so excited for that one. That's a hot one.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people who have been pumped about it for a long time, and I got to meet Sakuta and when he wrestled Tommy in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody from then was like, oh, these two would have like a killer style, like styles clash, and it'd be a crazy match between these two.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking forward to it ever since. And the fact that we get to do it in his neck of the woods means all the more.
Absolutely. It's wild because when I saw that match, I was like, of course that's the match. I'm like, that makes so much sense, you know. That's...
Danny and the office at Freedom, they don't even have to do much. They saw those two names and was like, yep, here we go.
Let's just go. Danny was like, I could have literally put every name in a hat and just drew them out at random and it would have been nothing but bangers. He's like so stoked with the lineup.
Yeah, the lineup is crazy.
Yeah, it's like literally a who's who. When you have been to Japan in the past, did you get much chance to travel around and stuff? That's something my wife and I do a lot. We've been to Japan many times and we love going there. Did you get a chance to do much sightseeing or has it only ever been business when you've been there?
It was a bit of business. I got to do a little bit of like touristy stuff with the person that I was seeing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I'm a nerd, man. I went for the anime stuff. Sure, I'm going to be course. Honest.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I got to do a little bit of that, mm-hmm. little manga hunting.
Yeah. You had to like, Akihabara and, like, Takeshita Street and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Did you get to Nakano Broadway? That's, like, a pretty awesome place for those kind of bits and pieces.
Yeah, but only for, like, a brief minute.
Yeah,
and, like,
right.
Because we had, like, so much other stuff to do.
Sure.
So, I think we have like 2 free days in Japan this time around. So I'm going to definitely get to traveling around, going and seeing a bunch of cool stuff, eating a bunch of cool food. Definitely like all the nerdy things, like everybody's going to see all the stuff I'm posting. And it's literally just going to be me posting all of the things and why I no longer have any money because it's all been spent in Japan.
You're like, I'm emptying out the bank account and just bringing home like all this shit. You're going to need a second suitcase for all the-
No, not even home. I'm going to sell the house here and just get stuff there. And I'm going to be like, hey, guys, I live here because I don't know where I'm going back to because I just, these are my things now.
Just living on the streets in Japan with a stack of manga books and like anime statues and shit. If you had to recommend like your favorite anime right now, what is it?
It's always going to be Naruto.
Yeah, sure.
I have 4 Naruto tattoos because like I'm that invested, dude. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be Naruto 100%. But I've been watching a lot of like weirder stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm super into like this one that Netflix has called Delicious in Dungeon.
Okay.
It's like an anime about these people who need to like. Survive and eat, but they don't have any like money or means, so they have to just eat what they kill in the dungeon. And there's a guy down there that specializes in cooking the creatures that dwell in the dungeon. So it's just like every episode, it's like different recipes and what boosts they give you, and then them fighting. It's really interesting.
That sounds awesome. Sometimes they'll do the wildest shit. I was watching one. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called like something like. That time I got turned into a slime. I think it's It's actually so good. But it's like so such a weird premise for a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me this, because I'm going to stay off topic on wrestling for a second just because I'm curious, because I missed the boat on Naruto. Like, I'm a bit older than you. And so, like, you know, I didn't grow up with it just, like, happening while I was going to school and stuff like other things.
Yeah.
But there's also now, I don't know, 1 trillion fucking episodes, and it seems almost impossible to even begin. So if you were going to recommend for somebody if they wanted to get into Naruto or jump in somewhere, what would you say?
So it's hard. So Naruto is one of those shows that, like, it has a bunch of filler stuff that's later on, because there's technically two different shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's well, technically three if you count the newest one, but I don't really watch that shit.
Yeah,
but it's Naruto and then Naruto Shippuden, which is like the carry on from where Naruto ends,
mm-hmm.
and like all of Naruto is good, but if you want to like start somewhere and like be invested, mm-hmm. Start at the Chunin exams,
mm-hmm.
and it's where all the ninja you really learn their backstories, mm-hmm. and then they have to like fight each other to prove their rank and like rank up essentially, and then you meet a bunch of later on main characters from other villages. That's like the first time you get a taste of like different type of like fighting styles, because for the Chunin exams, they house a bunch of different villages, not just the Leaf Village.
Right.
So I think the Chunin exams would be a perfect place to start. Mm-hmm. And once you watch the Chunin exams, you'll be hooked. So like you'll just watch the rest of it through.
Yeah, right. So it's almost like a great place to just get like the full lineup of all the characters. And then from there, you're good to go.
And it's just banger fights, because the beginning of the Chunin exams is just like, a lot more of you guys passed that last round than expected. So now we just got to do like exhibition preliminaries. So you and you fight each other, and then next you and you fight each other. And it's just like crazy matchups that would have otherwise never happened, because they're usually aligned. And it's just like you get to see some of the best jutsu and some of the best like fighting from like these youngsters. So you like only imagine what the like true elite level ninjas are doing if this is what the young classes are
doing.
Yeah,
right. Okay. No, that's cool. I'm going to have to check it out. I think it sounds really interesting. And I'm like, 1 bazillion fans can't be wrong. Like, there has to be something there. But it's like, and it's the same with One Piece, right? And I've been to, in Japan, I've been to like their stores, and there's even like a Naruto World. Well, there's actually kind of a couple of them, like places. They're not close. And I'm like, there's so many people here. People are always dressed up as them, like all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I just wish I even knew where to begin. So that's where to jump in, I reckon.
Yeah. That'd be a good spot to jump in, because you get to like learn everybody's backstories kind of, and mm-hmm. then like know where everything's going. And then you get to see what everybody can do. So that's like the Chunin exams is usually where people decide who their favorites really are.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome. Well, thank you for the advice. Just a complete fucking off topic real quick. But I figure it ties back into the Japanese stuff, which is pretty awesome. So have you already done any plans for any of your downtime, or are you just going to sort of take it as it comes and see where you end up?
We're talking about doing Disneyland Japan.
Yeah.
Because we're all Disney kids.
Yeah, exactly. So. It's a big day. When we were last there, we stayed at Disney for like the first time, right? Like, I've never stayed at a Disney before. We normally just, you know, train in and go for the day. We stayed in the resort and we did Disney and then Disney Sea kind of back to back. And I tell you, that's the life, eh? When you can walk out of your hotel and just walk into the park and then walk back out and stuff. It was so hot.
Yeah.
That's it. Have you actually, if you were going to do it, you could go to Disney Sea maybe, because that's only in Japan, right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing, though, right? If you're going to do it, you do have to give up an entire day to do it, which is the thing when there's so much stuff to see in Japan.
It's like, you got a couple of free days? Well, not anymore. One of them is taken by Disneyland.
Yeah. And then the second day is now taken up by Disney Sea because we had a good time doing the first one. So that's it. But
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, it's dope. We're actually going to be there as well. Like, we were going to Japan anyway, but, like, not at that exact time. We hadn't booked anything. And then when the ICW shows were landed, we're like, fuck it and just like rejig the trip. So we're going to be cruising in and checking all those shows. So that's going to be awesome. Yeah, absolutely. So if we know about the Sakuta fight, is there anybody else that you've kind of put your hat in the ring for or you're hoping to get in there with?
Well, the obvious answer is Takeda.
Yeah, well, he's the champ, right?
he's the champ. We got to bring that belt back. So that's the obvious answer.
Mm-hmm.
But Dasuke Sekimoto.
Yes.
Has been announced.
Yes. I'm so glad you said him, actually. When I was speaking to Struggles, I was like, I'm so fucking pumped that Sekimoto's on there because he's like a huge favorite of ours.
Like, Sekimoto is like I've watched countless Sekimoto matches.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so that is one I definitely have my name in the ring for. Obviously, Crazy Monkey. If you're going to fight Crazy Kid, you got to fight Crazy Monkey too.
I'm sure there's a line around the block for people wanting to fight Kasai.
Yeah, he's a legend. Who doesn't want to fight him?
Of course.
Rena.
Mm-hmm.
She's like at the top of her game, and like every time I see her, it's like a killer affair.
Yeah.
And I think me and her could do some really crazy dope stuff together.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm trying to see, man.
Trying to think who else. I actually think you and Daisuke Masaoka as well would be very interesting.
I think that would be a really good one too. I think he just got announced with Tommy.
He did.
Actually.
Yeah, he did. Exactly. So, you know, line up the pillars for him.
Yeah. Nice little pillar party.
Yeah, absolutely. You could turn that into any kind of three-way dance or anything like that as well, which is awesome. Though I doubt Tommy's going to want to share. When we first saw Big Japan Live was when Sekimoto was like the strong champion. And he had this main event match in Korakuen Hall that was just so fucking dope. I'm trying to remember who it was against, but it was just like we didn't know who anybody was. And out he comes, you know, in his robe. And he's like – he's kind of like the hugest guy but also the smallest guy, if that makes sense. You know, he's not super tall. But
That's me, dude. That's me at ICW. I'm the hugest guy but the smallest guy.
I'd actually be super interested to see you guys across the ring from each other, like just so I can understand the measurements. You know what I mean?
I think if like seeing us across from each other, it'll just throw everybody's mind off of like how time, space, and like everything works. Like, I can't tell if they're big or little. I don't know what's happening.
They're like, what is the size dimensions happening here? Width wise, height wise, girth wise. I don't understand what it is. This is either a giant battle or something else. Now that's cool, man. I think this is going to be like an amazing couple of tours for everybody. I think it's going to be like a huge amount of exposure for mm-hmm. all of you, like in a different place. I guess with all this on the cards and with all being knocked out, like what's kind of left like bucket list for you after you've just ticked all this shit off? Because even after that, you guys have got Scotland. Are you on the Scotland shows? Like there's a lot.
I am. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. Worldwide.
Yeah. It's hard to even say, man. Like mm-hmm. I got into deathmatch with the intention of like, paying my respects to the craft and just proving myself as the most versatile fighter on the planet. And mm-hmm. like, now that I'm here and I'm doing this stuff and I'm doing all of these things and I'm accomplishing all these things, the question of what next comes like quite frequently, but like, I'm just riding right now. Mm-hmm. After Japan, like I'm taking every tour step by step and I'm just looking forward to that. As if it's the last, man, because like we just it's a gift to even be here doing this and to be on this stage. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know, man. I want to wrestle in Alaska. Can I do a death match in Alaska? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Do they have wrestling in Alaska? I don't know anything about it.
I don't know if they have wrestling in Alaska, but I think like GCW is going to Alaska or something, and I think that's really cool.
That is cool.
So maybe they'll do a death match there, but I'm I just want to wrestle. I just want everybody to just experience the vibe that is MM3 because it's infectious and it's cool and everybody should be able to experience it. And shout out to Danny DeMonto and ICW for taking this experience all over the world for everybody to enjoy and embrace.
Absolutely. Taking the process worldwide. Well, man, I want to let you get on with your evening. I don't want to take up your entire night. I appreciate you making time for me. I know you had a ton of stuff on. It's really appreciated. It's great to see your face again after all this time. And I look forward to seeing you when I'm looking at you in real space. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. Now tell everybody real quick where to find you online, if there's any merch or any bits and pieces to grab, and we'll let you get on with your evening.
Yeah, find me on all social media platforms at The Process MM3, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the things. Catch me on every CW No Holds Barred show. Catch me live on IWTV. What else we got? What else did you say? You said...
Oh, any merch. You got any merch links or anything like that? Yeah, yeah. Pay the man.
Online, you can find it at the Darren McCarty brand Big Cartel store. Uh-huh. So DarrenMcCarty.BigCartel.com. You can find a bunch of the MM3 stuff under his own tab. Mm-hmm. Bunch of t-shirts, hats, you name with the cutest and the sickest prints. And then at my merch table, so you can just talk to your boy. Come see me at any show. I'll be there slanging merch and giving high fives and taking pictures and kicking people in the face.
There we go. That's what I look forward to that in real life. So everybody out there, make sure you check out everything MM3. Keep your eyes peeled on IWTV for all of these shows. It's going to be everywhere around the world. Coming up. Man, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, no worries. Thank you. And everybody out there, remember, it's all about peace, love, and pro wrestling. Thanks for listening. Faces and Feels is a proud member of the Count Out Podcasting Network. It is created and hosted by me, Rafe Houston, edited by myself and the amazing Ryan Neitzy. And the show is available on all good podcast platforms, so please go rate and subscribe. You can follow the show everywhere on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. at Faces Feels Cast. And you can check out the Count Out Network and all our sister shows over there at Count Out Pod. If you'd like to book me for commentary, have an interview request, a topic suggestion, or you just want to say hi, you can email us at facesandfeels@gmail.com. With all that said, thanks for listening, and please support our friends and sponsors. Peace.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hello, my name is Jessica and I'm the host of Jumping Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan podcast. Join me and a guest each month as we cover all that went down in the ring, outside of the ring and everywhere else. Big title matches, tournaments, character arcs, storytelling, feuds and more. It's all covered on Jumping Knee Pod. Look out for a bonus episode every once in a while covering a variety of All Japan topics. So make sure you tune into Jumping Knee Pod. It's a new All Japan podcast for a new All Japan era.